Welcome to our podcast called The Greatest Movie Ever Made, where we try to make, with your suggestions and your tweets, the greatest movie ever made. My name's Aiden, and across from me is sitting...
I'm Ben.
It's Ben, right over there. Ooh, taking a nice sip of water. All right. Well, let's tell you a little bit about what this podcast is and why you should, like, love it and stuff.
Ooh, that's a good one.
We have a Twitter now, which is weird, and it has zero followers.
Probably because this is our first episode.
Make that change, guys.
Yeah, I like that.
So I want everyone, or everyone who's listening, tweet us the movie titles. Tweet us.
We should probably explain a little better.
Okay, so you explain it.
What the gist of this old PooCast is we want to take user suggestions on just like a random film name or idea you might have, and you send it to us, just whether it's like a tagline for a movie or the actual title of just a movie you think would be cool or funny or dumb, and you send that to us, and we will do our best to kind of create the story for it.
Yeah, that's this whole podcast. We're gonna create a whole bunch of little stories, a whole bunch of little plot lines, and so, strive to make the greatest movie ever made with your titles and stuff.
And so that we obviously need a little bit of our fan help for that.
Yeah, we don't have that.
We're currently running off of just friends from our suggestions from friends, which which is fine, but doesn't have the same effect, I think.
No, it does.
But what else are we gonna do?
Right, definitely. That made the waveform jump.
I like looking at that one visually with my eyes and ears.
Okay, well, let's not dilly dally around.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
We gotta go.
We gotta go to
we'll
the
see
show.
See you next time.
All right. Let's. There's a list I have, and we were asking some of my friends for these movie titles. So, I think I'm gonna skip a couple of them because they just are dumb.
Yeah. You just kind of go through a couple.
I'll go through a couple.
I've seen a few good ones, and I'm really liking a couple of them.
Okay, you pick the first one.
Well, I mean, I didn't read all of them, but I'm like, Star Wars 10 is good.
Star Wars 10.
Don Hugan's Heist.
Okay.
That's a good one, too.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's do Star Wars 10.
Star Wars 10.
Let's pick apart Star Wars 10. So this is after this trilogy. This is
which,
like,
we haven't even seen most of yet.
Right, so this is a completely new trilogy. This is like, this is something new.
So we kind of have to
create new Star Wars.
We have to think about what's gonna happen in these next movies, and then,
all right,
you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah. So let's just say that.
Okay, let's say.
Well, before we delve into this, are we gonna get sued? I know Disney's a tricky one. Shouldn't have said their name.
Oh no! I hope
for the jokes.
I hope that we don't get sued because this isn't a real thing.
I doubt they're watching this.
Okay, that is true. I doubt they are. Okay.
So what do we got so far?
Well,
who's, we got the title.
Who's the main character? Rey? She died. She dies.
She dies.
She's dead.
I don't think so.
In the ninth one, she's dead.
I don't think they're gonna do that.
Really? I think she's dead.
That'd be surprising.
I think she has a daughter, and that daughter is the protagonist of Star Wars 10.
Because we got a whole new trilogy. We gotta have a whole new line of Skywalkers.
Mm-hmm.
Rey's a Skywalker, by the way. Shut up.
Oh, I wasn't.
No, I'm talking. I'm talking to the people listening, which is nobody, but.
Oh.
You know, some of our unnamed friends think the stupidest stuff about
Star Wars?
Some of them, they hate the Force Awakens, which has come out recently, and they don't like the originals, and they love the prequels, and it boggles my mind.
Okay, that's so, it's ridiculous.
It literally boggles my mind.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
I mean,
I think there's a special, like, because especially for people, like, our age people, like, there's definitely a bit of nostalgia when you're watching old, like, the prequel trilogy.
The originals or the prequels?
The prequels.
The prequel that we grew up with.
Yeah.
That's the only time I liked them was when I was a young boy that didn't care about plot, that just cared about action.
Right. And it's so bad.
God, it's, okay, we could.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we could literally talk about that for so long.
We all understand it's awful.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Weirdo.
So we're talking about...
I think the mic's picking that one up.
The garage.
Ooh.
is alert.
We've got a good studio.
We've got a good studio
okay,
here.
So Star Wars 10. Yes. So we're thinking we think Rey has died.
Yeah.
And she had a little baby girl boy, little girl.
Ben is our Star Wars aficionado here, so I'm gonna let him take this one over. I'll be right back.
Uh oh. We got some business to attend to.
I got
you. You're gonna leave me alone?
I'm gonna leave you alone with the mic. You soften her up.
Oh wow. Well, now that we've okay. Now I'm just in this room alone with my water. Just taking a big old gulp. So from what my boy Aiden has gone with, we've got oh god, I need Aiden, where are you? We've got Rey's daughter. Let's go with Kate. It's a good Star Wars name. You know, he says I'm the Star Wars aficionado. We're going to probably edit this out. This is terrible. We say I'm the Star Wars aficionado, but at the end of the day, this is material that hasn't been released yet, so I'm looking at the list, and we've got a couple good movies on there. Titanium Titty. Ooh. What's up?
Yeah, on location dog has started to bark. All right, so what...
We may need to cut that part out.
Did you not do anything?
I was doing something, but it wasn't anything good.
All right, well, let's move on from Star Wars.
Because at the end of the day, no matter how much I know about Star Wars, I don't know about the material that hasn't been released yet.
Right, so that's what's so interesting about it. Let's skip that one.
We've sunk so much time into it already.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Let's do another one.
I was liking Titanium Titty. Is something I noticed.
Oh yeah?
I really enjoyed Titanium Titty.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's go through that one.
So is this what jumps to mind is a superhero movie.
Okay, yeah.
That's what goes the alliteration.
Like I'm thinking like a blonde sort of Wonder Woman.
You don't want to go with a dude?
Oh. I wasn't originally picturing a dude.
Okay. We'll go,
you know,
girl. Because
I feel like you got to build up to people's expectations.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
They're expecting.
So wait. Also, I think what should be stated: what is this movie rated?
Hmm.
I mean, are we going all out or are we going all in?
I think.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we'll go R.
Ooh, so it's are we going full on? Titanium titty.
Well, it's not. It's
also
not...
is it one titty? Right or left?
It's. It depends if she's right-handed or left-handed.
We'll flush that out later.
Okay.
So, superhero movie, a blonde woman by the name of...
Barbara.
You don't think it should be a T?
Oh,
because superhero movies do all the time. You've got like Bruce Banner,
right,
Peter
right.
Parker.
Okay, so she's got to have, like, an alliteration name.
Tanya.
Tina Turner.
Tina Turner.
The titanium titty is Tina Turner. No.
Tanya, we got
Teresa.
Toby?
Alright, okay, let's choose. Let's go Tina.
Tina's good.
Tina,
Tilapia.
Tilapia, like the fish.
She was born on a ocean.
She was born on a fishing boat. Along with the crabs.
Okay. And you know, fishing boats are really dangerous.
Are they?
You've ever seen some of those shows?
I have. I've seen Deadliest Catch.
Deadliest Catch. They've got
times.
They've got metal all over the place.
Mm. So they do.
Do you
oh!
know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking we've got
a haywire boat.
Something bad happened. A terrible accident to some sort of plate or
a plate?
Like a titanium plate. Metal plate is
you like
broken off of something and chucked across the boat.
Mm.
And it has landed itself. In a not the best location for Tina.
R.I.P. Tina, dude. Okay, so Tina is struck.
Well, do we want something like truly superhero movie to happen, like Spider-Man gets bit by a radioactive spider?
Yeah,
or
but
do we...
it's not supernatural enough.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Do we want to go something more superhero movie, or do we try to keep it legit? I mean, legit
well,
to the point
think
of
if I stab a woman. You know, with a titanium plate. Is that going to work? Is she now going to possess the powers of titanium?
If it just perfectly lodges itself in there...
What is her powers, by the way? It's just having a titanium titty?
So if she gets shot, she's good to go. Maybe she can smack someone with it, and it's heavy... Heavier than normal.
Just that one. So her shirt.
The titanium plate has, over the years, weighed it. Oh. And it's sagged quite a bit. So, it's like, so she's got some room to do so some it's
like
damage.
A, like a sock filled with like butter. Or yeah. Like rocks.
Yeah. Like quarters or something like that. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So is it a supernatural? Are we talking maybe a radioactive fishing boat? Maybe they were like off the coast of
Japan.
So
we're not going to go with... A piece of broken metal injected.
I'm saying it is a piece of metal.
Oh, so you want to?
A radioactive piece of metal.
Okay, so maybe this wasn't a fishing boat; it was like a mining boat,
right?
And they're mining some
off the coast of Japan.
Some deep sea material.
Okay.
That is new.
Quite dangerous.
Ooh, it's got bombs in it.
Some nuclear fusion.
Ooh, and so they're mining these strange new rocks.
Okay.
These strange new metals, and a freak accident. There's a freak accident.
Freak accident. She's a baby. She's a little baby.
Is she a baby?
Well, yeah, she was born on the boat.
Wow, this poor baby's tit. Oh.
Dude, it's perfect. Because then that's a perfect excuse for her parents to die. Like every superhero movie.
Oh, in this freak accident?
Yeah.
So, what? Does the boat have a drill or something? How are they... I mean, they're on a boat, and it's a mining boat?
Yeah.
So so some deep-sea drilling is going on a boat.
Right, I'm sure
that happens often.
Right.
And under the pressure, the tremendous pressures of the ocean and of all this fish, the drill starts to buckle.
Oh, I don't know what that exactly means, but I'm assuming it's bad. Okay, the drill
like
starts
break.
To...
It starts to malfunction and...
All right, so the drill
and it
is
explodes!
Breaking. Oh.
Ooh. The drill explodes.
The drill explodes.
Under the tremendous pressure.
Okay. So the drill explodes, right? Bits of titanium, radioactive titanium, are flying all over the place, and one lodges itself... right in that baby's tit.
Newborn. She just came out. She's fresh.
Oh my god. Is she not dead? Oh!
Okay, maybe she's got some life on her. Okay. She's been a couple...
She's a little toddler.
She's walking around.
She's walking. Wow.
She's taking her first steps. This is a beautiful moment for her parents. They're on this boat. They've been on this boat for a year and a half.
Wow.
She was both conceived and born on this boat.
Lived on the boat.
She's walking for the first time.
Okay.
Her parents are crying. It's a beautiful scene. And the drill explodes, and some metal lands itself. I don't like how we're talking about a baby.
Okay, maybe she's.
I don't like how the titanium titty is currently a child.
Okay, well she grows up. She grows
Let's
up.
Just, they get the gist of what happened. Okay. That's the origin.
That's the origin
what happened.
Story.
Fade to
up.
Black. Her parents die in the accident.
Right.
She, maybe one of the crew members ends up raising her.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, she lives with the fishes. No? Is that bad?
Well, I think when a baby falls into the ocean.
No, she's got gills.
Since when?
I don't know.
So isn't that her superpower?
No.
I would say that...
It's because she has titanium.
I would say that a person having gills and growing up with fish is more significant superpower than having a little bit of metal in your tit.
Well, I disagree.
Okay.
Okay, but okay, fine. No fishes.
No, I say she's... Her parents die. It's tragic. Everyone dies except maybe a couple nerds.
Couple soldiers.
And a crewmate raises this baby.
Okay. On the coast of Japan.
They get home quick.
Right.
They take the baby to the hospital. They stitch it up.
All right, let's flash forward. She's grown up. Who's our villain? Who's our villain here?
Frick. We didn't think about that.
I think before all of this, we need to know what her actual superpower is.
She's the titanium titty.
Right, so it's... She is
the titanium titty.
Okay, so what is
this is new. This radioactive material
is new.
It has sort of bonded itself with her own flesh.
Oh, okay.
It's not just a piece of metal lodged in there. It's
right.
Grown with her.
Oh.
It's in like it's, you know, it's continue maybe just a little piece actually got lodged in her.
Okay.
Her bosom.
Okay. And it grew
and
over
it, like,
time.
Attached to her flesh, and it's almost, like, bionic.
Mm.
It grew with her.
Okay.
You know?
So now it's, like, covering her whole boob.
So now it's covered her whole boob.
Okay.
And she's wondering what's going on. She's got one regular boob, and she's got one strangely
hard. She's like, this one is 4 feet, and this one is, like, 2 inches, like,
They're
four
making
inches.
Fun of me at school.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Our villain. We need a villain.
All right.
So we've got two. We only have, like, two characters so far. The person that raised her and herself, Tina.
Okay. Well, I think this is just going to be, like, a normal kind of villain. It's like a blockbuster villain. Like, just wants to take over the world, right?
Just some.
So this is, like, aside from Marvel, aside from DC, we're not really getting into that universe where we can get the help of the whatever, Justice League or Avengers. This is just the Titanium Titty.
Yeah.
And she and the villain has to be somewhat realistic. They can't really
because
use
we've definitely gone realistic so far.
Right. I mean, the most unrealistic thing is the tit.
The most unrealistic thing about this movie is the movie itself.
But we can't really have any alien superpowers breaking open the
icebreakers.
Good old icebreakers.
So, what we just got. Someone, so we're not, I mean, is it going to be connected to her in some way? Like, usually that's a good plot device. Is
oh, okay, maybe her parents come Ooh, back.
Come back.
No. Let's have maybe the guy. Maybe. Okay, maybe she possesses like the blood or like the body type to maintain this titanium and like grow it within her body, and soon enough she'll be like cyborg.
So it resides in her tit,
right?
But it can. She can control it, and it can go all in and around her body and stuff.
No. Like, it's, like, I'm saying, like, she has the power to do that, but she doesn't know it yet.
Oh.
And the villain is, like, the one who, like, malfunctioned the drill, maybe. Like, he purposefully made
the
drill break.
For the insurance money on the boat.
That. And also because he wanted to probably kill this girl who he knows has this power to control. Titanium.
So he exploded the drill,
mm-hmm.
knowing mm-hmm. that doing that. Well, the explosion of the drill caused the metal to go in her.
Right, but he just wanted to kill her.
Why did he want to kill a baby?
Because she had the power.
The exploding drill gave her the power. So he.
No. She had the blood type, like. Able to like, if it was any other baby and that radioactive titanium would have went into the titty, it would have just
dead
been
baby?
Like, it would have just been like just a regular piece of metal, like they'd have to get it out or she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
But because of like her like blood type, like Z blood type, Z whatever blood type X,
and so but it's still he explodes the drill and that's what causes
right so that's his flaw.
His fatal flaw.
Yeah.
His hubris.
So it's either he has to take the chance, kill her now, or give her the power. That'll.
So he tries to sink the boat, kind of. Destroy
uh-huh.
the whole boat.
Right.
All right. It works for this fake movie. And so she grows up, what is she, in high school?
Yeah. No, she's in her 40s.
She's...
She's in her. It's real, really. It's on the ground right now. The titty's on the ground.
She's 80 years old, and those boys are sagging.
It is miles behind her.
Okay.
Let's get through this one. Let's say.
She's grown up. Does she know about her powers yet?
No.
Well, how
I think.
Old is she?
I think her conflict with the villain. Is going to reveal her power.
Okay. I like it. I'll take it.
Okay. What do we call the villain? What's his name? Why does...
Does he have a power?
Does he have a power?
Or is he just...
I think he should. Or maybe he's just super rich and like has a ton of weapons.
Does he also have the same blood type and he wants to be the only one?
Yes.
Because he knows that this other baby is the only one that can take him down?
Yes. He's going to want... He has it like in his like hand or something and he can like use it.
Yeah. Which is much... who wins that fight? Man with hand, cool hand metal, or tit metal? Well, maybe this is an unconventional superhero movie. The villain wins.
Because he just smacks her.
She was so unfortunate that it landed in her tit, and he got it in the hand.
And not in, like, her leg, or, like, hand.
So, anywhere useful.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this, though. So, he also possesses this gene, this
and
blood.
He wants to use it for evil.
And he wants to be the only one. He knows she's the only one that can take him down.
We can call him, like... What blood type is it? Let's call it blood type T or titanium.
Okay.
So
is the metal titanium?
Yes.
Well, that's just a normal metal. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, man.
That's just a regular
old... it's like radioactive titanium.
Okay.
So we'll call him we can call him Professor T.
Tony. We have Tina and Tony.
We can't just have the villain be named Tony.
Well, no, his name's Tony, right?
Oh, no, it's the terrible Tony. Oh! Oh, my God.
Well, there we go.
We got it.
We named it.
We got it.
Terrible Tony.
Terrible Tony.
And he, not in the hand, he got hit in the toe.
Oh, no. No. No, that's not happening. We're not doing that. That's not a thing. Oh, man. I was thinking, we could, call him, like he has a cool supervillain name, like Type T.
Type T. Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. Tony the Terrible Tiger, Type T.
They're great.
I'm thinking either Terrible Tony or Type T. What do you think?
I think Type T, probably.
Okay, Type T.
For a cheesy superhero movie?
Yeah, we gotta have, a cool name, like Type T.
Type T. A cool name, like Type T.
What's up? I'm Type T.
I'm Type T. Okay, I'm so Mr. T. I'm Ice-T.
Ice-T, Type T?
We get Ice-T to cast.
Play Type T.
Or do we get Mr. T? Probably works.
Mr. Better. T probably works better for Type T.
We'll rip
And then we can get Ice-T to play.
Tina?
He's got very feminine features.
He'd play a good woman.
Yeah.
With metal tit. My favorite is it's just one tit. It's not. It's just one.
She is the titanium titty. Okay, so
not titties, titty.
Okay, so that's her superhero name. The titanium titty is versing Type T. And does she prevail?
Well, okay, so I guess what the stakes are just that he just wants to kill her. So maybe he finds out. So what is she? She's in college. She's 20.
Yeah. Inexperienced. It doesn't know her powers.
She's just simple 22.
Okay.
She's in college. And somehow, does Type T find out she's still alive?
Yeah. Maybe she, wins a math contest or something. Ooh. She's, in the paper, you know?
Or,
in the paper, there's a picture of her with her extremely sagging breast. And he's like, oh, I know that. I know that breast anywhere.
I know that breast anywhere. I know that breast. Okay, that's perfect. So she wins a...
physics competition.
What starts with a T?
She wins a trigonometry competition.
She wins a Tony.
Oh, is she a good actress? Actress is a pretty likable character.
No, she wins... I don't know. She has a breakthrough in...
Right, whatever.
She's in the paper.
Trigonometry.
Perfect. Okay. She solved trigonometry.
She solved it.
She beat it.
There's no need for it anymore.
GG. Yeah. And so she... It's a small amount of fame, and our boy Type T, what does he do? Is he an evil scientist?
Yeah, he's a mob boss.
A mob boss.
Yeah, because I'm envisioning Mr. T as Type T.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. I forgot about that. It's Mr. T.
It's Mr. T.
So he's a mob boss, and he hears about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He knows all. You know, he's...
Yeah, he's got ears everywhere.
He's got ears everywhere. He's running the...
Running the city.
The
underground.
The T gang.
The T gang.
I don't know. And so he hears about this, and he's like, yeah, I know that titty anywhere. That's the line in the movie, I think.
I know
I know that titty anyway.
I pity the fool. And so...
I pity the titty.
Oh, Mr. T would actually be perfect.
I pity the titty.
For type T.
That's so good. I pity the titty. Perfect. That's so perfect.
Wow. Okay.
And great. So what? Does some weird stuff start happening in her life?
I guess. I mean, like what? Like he captures her. He kidnaps her.
Well, she needs to start knowing about her powers at some point. What are her actual powers going to be?
So,
because originally when I saw the name Titanium Titty, I'm just imagining if she gets shot there, she's good.
Wow, that's great. I think she can control the placement of the titanium.
So it can go anywhere?
From the boob, it can go into her hand.
But that's its origin.
Yeah.
It always resides back in the tit.
Yes. So she can move it back to her hand, and then she can use the hand. Or, like, she can put it in her bicep, and it'll, like, just... It's like a radioactive titanium, so it pretty much makes it, like, super strong, anything. So she puts it in her hand, and her hand is, like, super strong.
Okay.
So she rips off the bars.
So it doesn't matter that she has it in the tit and he has it in the hand.
Yeah, right now, she's just called Titanium Titty because that's where it resides.
Yeah.
And that's...
She's got a big scar.
Oh. Yes.
That's why. And it's in the shape of a T!
Wait, where?
On her boob.
Oh, okay.
There's a big T on her boob. It's the scar from where the metal implanted itself.
Oh my god, this is
awful. That would have to happen.
Okay, alright.
I mean, because we said it's rated R. So I'm imagining her boob is out all the
time. A lot. Okay.
So that scar is visible.
Right.
She's
okay.
The titanium titty.
Okay, yes.
And
I agree.
Okay, and so maybe she start realizing she's able, like... I mean, when does she start... She's got to, like...
Well, I think when...
Get to harness her power at some point so she can fight him at some point.
Right. I think... Okay, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. When, you know, Type T kidnaps her.
Okay.
Titanium T is put into a prison.
Okay.
Okay? And, you know, like, he wants to, like experiment on her because he's, like, a mob box. He wants to get all the information. He just wants to, like...
He wants to know what happened to him.
He wants to know.
He doesn't even know how to himself.
Right.
Okay, he's like, so, well, I can't experiment on myself. What if I die?
Yeah, he's gonna...
Now I have a... I can...
Yeah. A rat.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's gonna experiment on Titanium Titty, and Titanium Titty is stuck in the cell. She's, like, trying her hardest to peel apart the cell bars, or trying to get out, and that's when, like, the titanium, like, moves from her boob into her hand.
And you can see it, like, under
her
skin.
Yeah, it's, like, awesome. It's like that moment in the film where, like...
Like, glows a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like just a plate of titanium just goes around from her tit into her
It's
hand.
On the inside.
It's on the inside.
So there's still skin over it, but
right.
It's visible
and then,
still
and then
through
she just,
editing.
Yes, and she grabs the cell, and she tears it.
Okay, good.
And she gets out, and she's,
and
like,
she's
what?
Like,
And then
she just knows she can do this, I guess?
And then she just, like, is whoa, and then it goes back into her tin. She's like, oh, okay, well, whatever. Okay, but no, she realizes then she has that power.
Okay. So she's busted out. She's loose.
She's on the loose, and she's gonna get her revenge.
Her revenge for just getting tortured, basically.
Okay, yeah, she was tortured, yes.
Yeah.
Experiment.
That's her. Is that her? Well, she's got to find out that the guy killed her parents. That's why. That's
got
to be the main motive.
She's got to find out that that guy killed her parents.
Because that's why she'll want to kill him.
Well, I mean, the crew member that saved her life could have told her that guy.
Or maybe, like, so maybe she escapes from that, she gets out unscathed, and then she gets back home with her crew member dude, and then she's like, listen, what just happened to me? And then he explains,
and he's like, this mob boss tried to kill us all for some reason or something like that.
And he's like, yeah, sit down, I got something to tell you. You've got metal in your tit.
Well, this is, I'd watch this.
This is a good one.
Okay.
And then, well, so then that's how she knows what happened to her, right? I guess.
That's how she knows what happened to her. That's how she knows this mob boss. So once she hears that his name is Type T, because she hasn't heard that before.
Yeah.
But like that, like I see or whatever. Mr. T is like, I'm Type T. You can't mess with me or something like that. Or
bitch.
Like, yeah, just like something like that where he like angers her.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, this is like Type T. Like, oh.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
And so. So she knows what's happened to her. She knows what happened to her family. The accident on the boat when she was a baby buoy girl. and
minor
now she has motive to kill him.
Yeah, perfect.
And I'm thinking, what I'm thinking is they had something that's been brewing.
Oh.
She.
Like coffee.
Eventually, and this is at some point, she finds more of the metal. And that's how she's able to overpower him. Because she doesn't just have it in her tit now. I mean, she could put it anywhere, we found out, but...
Like, she controls it?
I just mean she's... And then eventually, she finds enough to the point where she's got a whole body of titanium.
Oh.
And that's how she beats him, right?
Okay, so...
Maybe... I don't know. She dives in the middle of the ocean and finds more. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, so she... So she is...
I gotta say, Aiden, real quick. I'll talk about that later.
What?
You've got a coaster.
Yeah.
The point of the coaster is to not let liquid on the desk.
Yeah, yeah.
And the coaster is made of... It's just holes.
Yeah, it's made of holes.
It's just a line that kind of zigzags around.
Right, it's modern.
But do you see what I mean about... Like, I've got...
I understand. I used to use these cups a lot, and this sucked. It never did anything. It didn't work.
I probably should have asked to use a coaster.
Right.
But I think if I'd used this, I don't think it would have helped at all.
No.
So, why?
Because it looks really cool.
And
looks
why
really,
do you, but then why do you even use it?
It looks really good.
Okay. Okay.
Look at it. I mean,
looks, I got your desk
looks
as well.
It's freaking awesome.
Basically, all I'm trying to say is your desk is ruined because of me.
Oh, it's okay. It happens. I've done that because I had this coaster.
I don't think this is a desk that will have to worry about that, though.
Like, no.
The material. So, why do you even...
Because it looks really cool.
Okay, whatever. Back to the... fucking hell. Okay.
Okay, well, anyway. Okay. Climax of the movie. Type T stores a lot of titanium, radioactive titanium, because he uses it for power himself. Yeah. She gets a hold of it because she escapes from this prison. She goes and kills Type T.
And it's over. And credits roll.
Credits roll. And she is... What's the resolution? She kills Type T.
Does she kill him or put him in jail? It's not very superhero-like to kill. Usually they just go to jail.
Okay, yeah. She binds Type T up and he goes to jail.
Yeah, whatever. But how did... So maybe...
With the titanium, she just wraps him up and he's like...
Okay.
I don't know how the police get him out.
Even his titanium
yeah,
can't get him out of
he
that
He doesn't
one.
Have enough.
They put him in a special cell.
Oh, yes.
No metal.
Made out of titanium. A titanium grade cell.
And that's how we make another one. Is eventually he like harnesses the power so much that he can just control that titanium.
Right. Like regular okay. Can we go for Titanium 22?
Do we
can
have
to do
the
it
time?
Already? All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So is that the first? Is that it?
We could do like one more. Do you want to try to do one more?
I mean,
we've got a little time. It's 30 minutes.
We have a little time. We have 20 minutes.
Let's go. Let's go like a 45-minute podcast.
Our other person did say we should probably get to dinner earlier than our original time, which was 7:30. But I said we're kind of struck for time here.
That's fine. We'll leave at 7.
Leave at 7.
That's fine. 40 to an hour in podcast each time. That's good.
I like what are we that. At right now?
We're at 33 minutes.
Okay.
Let's keep going a little bit. Let's go do a couple more.
Do we want to flesh this one out more or just start a whole new one?
I think everyone's had their fair share.
Of titanium of titty?
Titanium titty.
We'll save the second. Okay, yeah. We're good.
We're
good on the good old titty. Litty titty.
I like that, though.
That was a good one.
I'd be down to flesh out the plot for Titanium
and that's,
Titty 2.
And, it, I mean, is it... So, is it just...
Definitely, it's coming, you know?
My question, I guess, is... Is Titanium Titty, is it just a bad movie? Or is it, like, a funny movie? Or is it...
It's definitely a... It's gonna be a blockbuster action. Like, it's... Imagine, like, a Marvel movie rather than a DC movie.
Well, so is it, like, Deadpool? Where it's kind of funny
no.
and...
I think it's maybe actually more DC then. I think it's definitely a more serious toned movie, but its subject matter is just so funny
okay.
that's the comic relief.
Okay, I like it.
Okay.
So then is it almost a parody of a superhero movie?
It could be, yeah.
Because they're taking it so seriously, but it's about something so ridiculous.
Sure.
So it's more of like a funny parody.
Sure.
Okay. Those usually don't make a lot of money.
Yeah, well, we'll market it as a real superhero movie.
And then people will just be disappointed. But hey, they still bought the ticket.
I mean, listen, we got freaking Mr. T as Type T. That's
we got Mr. We actually wow.
Yeah, we
we're
got
successful
him.
Filmmakers. We got him. Mr. T. Good job.
We did it.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, it ends with him whatever using the power of the titanium.
Okay.
Let's go through that later. We'll go through Titanium 22 later.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. A short one.
A quick one, kind of just banging out fast. Bang fast. Let's bang. Okay.
Let's do...
Scooby-Doo and he dies! I'm reading through the list, and one of them is Scooby-Doo and he dies.
So this is the tragic end to the Scooby-Doo franchise.
Oh, that one just took me by surprise. I'm
Scooby-Doo and he dies.
I'm just reading through some of them, and there are a lot of good ones, but... Scooby-Doo and he dies. I like it.
Let's do
Rut-Row Raggy.
Rut-Row Raggy. My heart is out. Oh my god.
Not even Scooby Snacks will fix this one.
Okay, let's do Scooby-Doo and he dies.
Okay, so this is...
the tragic end to the whole Scooby-Doo franchise. Ripperino, Scooby-Doo, and gang.
All of them? And gang? All of them? Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
And gang. That's all of them.
That's what I said. That's not the title. I'm just saying that. We could make this like a 7-part series where it's like one by one they all die.
That's so tragic.
I know.
That's so morbid.
And the last one is like Fred like all alone in a corner.
Oh
just
my
like,
god.
Wow, that is some freaky.
Is Scooby-Doo first?
Scooby-Doo is first.
He's the... I think the show is called Scooby-Doo.
Right, but that's what makes it like so sudden.
Oh.
Because like...
No one expects
Scooby-Doo
to die.
our beloved Scooby-Doo.
Oopsie.
I fell on a spike. Oops, I got shot. Oh man, okay, so how about,
and so all of the Scooby-Doo villains are jokes, let's be real. I mean, it's a kid's show. They come across an actual serial killer.
Yeah.
Like a legit bad person. Is this animated or is this real?
This is real.
This is we've got actors.
This is R-rated.
Is this like live action, like this one movie that came out a while ago?
Yeah,
remember that one?
Yeah, but it's way better.
Oh.
Yeah, but if we don't have like Shaggy looking like he's awful.
Yeah, okay.
He's an awful Shaggy.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got this is real. This is legit, not animated. They come across a real villain.
Right.
A serial killer.
Like one in real life. Like in our times.
Yeah.
They come across like a real serial killer.
And does he like maybe have an obsession with them?
Like it's not even a film, it's a documentary. And Scooby-Doo dies.
Okay.
like the dog.
So maybe this guy just has like had an obs- like he's just had an he's got a mental issue and he has a just a, he's totally obsessed with the gang. Scooby-Doo.
Yes, that's perfect. I was gonna say, the guy has like watched like every Scooby-Doo cartoon, and now he's like, I really want to meet these guys like in real life.
Uh-huh.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're real.
It's
though,
a
whatever.
Movie.
Okay, so.
So, and then what draws him to kill him is maybe the first one an accident, and that drives him insane. He kills Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, because
by
he kills Scooby-Doo first, and that's like the main character. So he's like, these people can't live without their, you know, their guiding dog.
And so
Scooby.
He thinks he's doing a good thing.
Yeah, because he thinks he's doing a good job by killing all them. Because
they're all so sad and.
Yeah, no, because they can't do anything they're on their own without Scooby.
Oh, yeah.
That wouldn't be the game.
It's all Scooby, and so he's like, it's incomplete.
Yes.
Like this, they can't be alive if Scooby-Doo is
he
alive.
He accidentally sets Scooby-Doo on fire. Oh well, gotta kill them all now.
So yeah, so he just accidentally kills Scooby-Doo, I guess, and yeah.
And then he just kills everyone.
And so what? How many are there?
There's Fred, there's Wilma, Daphne, is that her name? And Shaggy.
Shaggy.
And Scoob.
And Scoob, is that five? Is that all five?
That's all five. Five deaths?
We're not missing one?
Five bullets.
Yeah, that's all of them.
Yeah, I think that's all of them.
Wow, that's morbid.
That's tragic, but that could be a good thriller, you know?
It could be, or maybe like a TV series.
Oh.
Like a Netflix original
TV every,
series.
Like just
like one episode per character.
Yeah, five episodes.
Yeah.
Five deaths.
They're not too long. It's not like a full movie.
Well, I'd say like an hour.
An hour per?
An hour TV show per thing.
Okay. Okay.
I want it to be like super serious.
Well, yeah, that's how like TV shows are.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Some like, of those big ones are like 45 minutes to an hour long usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just like a quick, like a, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's like, should we come up with the deaths for each person?
It's called Scooby-Doo and he dies.
Well, we're just spoiling that one because that's the first.
Okay.
Oh, no, Okay.
And they dies.
Each episode is called... Okay, we'll call it...
Fred and he dies.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Each episode is like... The first one's like Scooby-Doo and he dies. Next one's like Wilma and she dies. Shaggy and he dies. Daphne and she dies. And then Fred and he dies. And we could have the title, like...
Wow.
Be... what could we have the title be? Like...
They're dead.
The obsess... We could be, like... We could have, like, one of those, like, really weird, like, documentary-esque kind of titles, like, The Obsession of...
Oh, yeah.
The strange obsession of...
Five Reasons Why.
Five Reasons Why Scooby-Doo Must Die.
No, remember, like, the show? 13 yeah. Reasons.
No. I know.
Why I kill myself. It's because the whole gang is dead. I'm committing suicide is because the whole gang is dead.
Okay, yeah, and then how about after he kills Fred, he dies because he just realized...
Ooh, they're all gone.
The gang's gone.
Why am I even living anymore?
Right. This guy really like Scooby-Doo. All right.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh my god. He has like a boombox of like he plays like the theme song whenever he's about to commit a murder. Like Jesus. He like turns a corner.
Because it makes him happy. Because he's so sad he's doing it, like it makes him happier.
Oh my god. That'd be freaking creepy.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying. So it's like literally like a horror.
Yeah, it's a horror. Like a horror TV series.
It's terrifying.
Wow.
That's good. That's a good.
Oh my god.
Man.
Damn.
That would be like. I mean.
It would be slightly comedic since
it's Scooby-Doo, but it's also it's like terrifying because it's like it's Scooby-Doo, they're so lovable and like
it's also all terrifying upbeat and... because like I feel like the subject matter could be like somewhat relatable, like someone who's so obsessed over these people that he can't live with them being apart.
But it's Scooby-Doo.
But it's Scooby-Doo.
And he dies.
Scooby-Doo and he dies. That's a good one.
Ugh.
I like that one. Let's get to. Let's go a little further.
What are we at? 42?
Yeah, we got some time. We got a little bit of time.
I mean...
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go a little further.
Okay.
Let's just flesh this out a little bit more, because we've got the structure. We've got our main plot. Now we got to make this... This is actually a little cheating, because it's supposed to be the greatest movie ever made, but this is a TV series. But I'd say, since like they're hour-long...
It's
like TV movies.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, they're close enough.
Yeah, who cares? We do whatever the fuck we want on our podcast.
It's our podcast. Let's dive a little deeper in here.
Okay.
What do we want? Do we want to decide more about this guy who's obsessed, or do we want to decide how he's going to kill the members, the gang?
I mean...
I feel like killing how he kills the gang is more important.
That's more important.
Okay, let's do that then. Scooby-Doo.
So that was the accident, right?
The Scooby-Doo is the accident.
But it's like in a way where like he's so obsessed with them that he like stalks them and
right.
finds them and I guess just something goes wrong. It's just a complete accident. I don't know.
It could be like he goes to their house and knocks on their doorbell or something, or rings their doorbell.
Yeah.
And he like, that's where he accidentally kills Scooby. So he has all these witnesses,
mm-hmm.
and so he's like, oh my god, like that's one of the reasons he has to kill all the witnesses. And the second reason is that he can't let the gang survive.
Yeah.
Without each other, without being together.
Yeah.
So, the accident.
So what does he go to their house and? Just goes to their house?
He goes to their house maybe like late at night, the doorbell.
Who's open it? No one opens?
Scooby. Scooby opens it.
Scooby opens the door?
Yes.
Or does no one open it and he just lets himself in?
Oh.
So now he's like an intruder.
Maybe.
And then maybe like... Scooby's room and like smothers him accidentally?
Or that could be it. Or I'm thinking like Scooby, like as an instinctive dog thing, he's like, this is an intruder in a house.
Oh, and he's barking and stuff.
And
he's got to quiet the dog.
He's barking. Or he could be, like running up to him and, like, trying to bite him or something. Or, like, scaring him and stuff like that. So he could...
And it's just accidentally he...
Stabs.
He's got to defend himself, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he himself doesn't want to die.
Although, why would he bring a knife?
Well, I don't think it should be stabs. Maybe he just, like...
I want it to be, like,
kick
Scooby-Doo and he freaking dies.
He, like, kicks Scooby or something.
Kicks.
Or just... I mean, Scooby runs at him and has to start
kicks
biting
him. Kicks
him
off the penthouse.
Yeah, they're on the top. They're on the roof right now.
On the top floor.
Punches Scooby in the mouth and Scooby
die.
Or just grabs a blunt object and hits him. I don't know. I mean, something happens. But that's good. I mean, that kind of gets the idea.
Okay, so he dies.
Scooby, Scooby's like kind of, you know, he's the dog. And what do dogs do when someone enters a house? They freak out and they realize that.
I want that. Want that to be the title.
Scooby-Doo and he fucking dies. That's good.
That's a better title. And then every episode after that is the same.
Fred fucking dies.
Oh my god.
So okay, we got Scooby.
We got Scooby out of the way. Scooby's dead.
He's GG.
GG Scoob.
Ripperini Scooby.
Scooby Snacks.
Okay. What?
Scooby Snacks can't save you this time. I think I miss.
Is that the like tagline? Like there's the
Scooby Snacks won't save you this time.
There's the title bitch. And then there's like the, you know,
the little
one sentence kind of blurb or whatever.
Yeah. The tagline or whatever. Yeah,
I don't know what it's called.
The slogan, the motto.
No, so what do we have next? Right. Velma?
Let's do Velma next, because she's a smartass and she thinks she can do it herself. She thinks she can. She thinks.
I mean, should Shaggy be last? Isn't there something poetic about that? Because, I mean, who's Scooby's best friend of the group?
Right. Shaggy. Right. Maybe Shaggy dies of depression.
Maybe. It doesn't even happen to. So maybe should Shaggy be second?
Yeah,
then?
Be second.
And this guy doesn't even do it.
There's a crow.
We got some crows in the office.
They are flocking around.
So Shaggy should be second, probably.
Right, and dies of
does
depression.
Does he eat himself to death?
Eat himself?
No, not eat himself, like eat himself to death, like the expression. Like he eats so much and he dies.
Oh, oh
because
God.
That's what all they do, right? That's like him and Scooby's thing, is they eat so much, right?
Yeah. Okay.
He just goes into such a deep depression.
And he just explodes. It's gotta be really gruesome deaths, so that's gotta match the title.
He, like, gets so fat, and he, like, falls down the stairs one time and pops
and
at the
bottom.
And he
literally pops, yeah.
There's, like, one little... Or should it be more morbid? Because that's kind of silly. Should he actually just, like, literally...
I don't know if he should fall
down
the stairs.
Should he kill himself?
He, like, kills himself in the stomach, and he just explodes.
Well, I don't even know if he should do the whole eating thing. I just mean, like, should he just kill himself?
Yeah.
Should he just, like, slit his wrists or shoot himself in the head?
Yeah.
Because, like...
I can't think of these lovable cartoon
it's
characters
so
like this.
Well, that's why it's so, like, morbid.
Okay.
I mean, like, his, like, they all love Scooby, but right. It's Shaggy and Scooby.
Right.
Like, those are the two.
Okay,
they're
then
best
yeah,
friends
he's, well, he's next. Yeah, I agree.
So Shaggy kills himself.
Okay,
it's
Shaggy
not
kills
even
himself.
This other guy.
It's not the guy. And
then
now,
the guy, he really is like, oh,
this,
shit, it's
yeah,
over.
This
I have
guy's
to
like,
do it.
Well, I. Okay, well, like, yeah,
I
exactly.
I have to do it, yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay, wow. That was good.
Okay, so the next is, I think next should be Velma.
Velma, she's what? She
because
glasses,
she's like
right?
the closest onto him because she's the smartest.
She's the smartest.
So she like
yeah, she's the
is
brains
like,
of the group.
Yeah, she's like she like checks the cameras.
Oh, there's got to be some sort of meme about like he takes her glasses off. I can't find my glasses. There's gotta be something there about that. She punches him in the face. Punches her in the face. I can't find my glasses. So yeah,
and
so that's
shoots
good.
Him.
He has to kill her because she's the brains.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, she's gonna, if anyone's gonna find out, it's her.
It's her. So, how does he kill Velma?
He shoots her in the head. He kicks her in the face.
Let's see. If he, I mean, yeah, the deaths, I feel like, don't have to be super, I mean, where would, what's their like, plan of action after hearing that, like, Scooby was murdered, Shaggy committed suicide?
I mean, it's in the news.
It's in the news. I mean, where do they go? Do they stay in their house?
I guess, do they have a man? Do they have a big house? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
They're so rich. Them being real characters
for sure, yeah.
are so rich.
All that franchising.
Yeah.
off the show.
And so they live in their, I guess they all live together in a big house, a big mansion. And,
mm-hmm.
and so... Frick, I don't know. Yeah, how does he kill Velma?
How does he kill Velma? I guess... I mean, we want it to be gruesome, but I don't really...
Well,
I couldn't really...
At the
really...
same time, does he have to, like, outsmart her, maybe?
That would probably be the best, because we want someone to outsmart, you know, like, who we would have thought as the un-outsmartable.
Yeah.
Well, that was said really awfully.
No, it was great.
Thank you.
No,
but yeah, we want him to, like, kind of top Velma, and that's how everyone's gonna be surprised by it.
So how do you outsmart He poisons her.
He leads her out with some Scooby Snacks.
He hits her in the head with a shovel.
I don't know. He could set up another murder kind of thing.
Oh.
And then when Velma investigates and the rest of the gang investigate that, yeah. He could strike.
Okay. I mean, are they even still investigating stuff, though? I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe, they're so sad and yeah. So... It's like the gang's done. Like, at that point, I mean, even though the couple are still alive, it's like Shaggy and Scooby are dead. They can't keep working.
Right. It could be like a... I don't know.
Or maybe he... kind of create... I mean, well, the only murder that they would investigate would be...
That.
Of Scooby.
Right.
And so he maybe creates, you know, some information about himself. And then when Leaves. Velma hears about that, but it's fake, you know?
Leave some clues or something.
About, like, some fake clues about himself.
Right,
and
right.
Then they're like, we gotta get this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're investigating it, he fucking murders the shit out of her.
Yeah, like maybe, like, Daphne and Fred are just crying in the corner together, and Velma's like, I'm gonna find out this guy.
I can't, yeah. She's like, I gotta find out. I gotta outsmart him. Okay.
Let's have Daphne just freaking die in the most, like,
stupid way. Because isn't she, like, she's the dumb one. She's like, the dumb she always...
So she's, like, at a freaking, like, nail salon.
Yeah.
And he burns her fingertips off.
Yeah, just something dumb. She doesn't really matter. She's, like, who cares about her?
That one, I feel like that episode, we can have the death be the most gruesome. Like, okay. The most gory, because she's so easily manipulated.
Like, because what, does she care about beauty and stuff?
Yeah,
so probably. Maybe he, like, abducts her and, like you said, like, burns her fingernails off and...
It's like, so she cuts, can't...
Pulls her hair out one by one.
Oh my god. Rip those luscious red locks.
Those luscious locks.
Okay.
And then just kills her. I don't know, she dies eventually. Jeez. That one's, like, a disgusting episode. So all we have is Fred.
All we have is Fred.
Poor Fred. Wow,
Fred and he freaking died.
Does Fred just kill himself too? I mean, honestly,
Fred is like, okay.
What
Fred,
a world!
I feel like Fred is like he would go take a vacation to Aruba, and okay. He just wants to get away from it all. He doesn't want to be at his home anymore. He's scared. He wants to go home, and so he leaves.
Yeah,
he leaves.
GG Fred.
And. The guy takes over
the plane and just crashes it
and kills himself in the process because he's go. Like he's as he's like about to do the thing he's like realizes
I can't live in a world
where there's no Scooby-Doo. I love
Scooby-Doo and they're all dead because of me so he crashes it into And this happened approximately 17 years ago. No, I'm just kidding.
This,
and he just crashes the plane and they both die. There's like an epic battle between them in the plane or between them in the plane. Like they're like wrestling and mm-hmm. The plane just goes out of control and crashes and they're dead.
Wow. I like that.
That's good.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Done.
Two was two good ones.
We got three in. We got two good ones. What was our other one?
I don't know. Star Wars 10.
Star Wars 10.
Yeah, that was bad.
Whatever. We'll leave it in. Kind of awful. Whatever.
It's the first episode. Don't have high expectations.
You'll get through it. I promise.
Don't have high expectations first.
Don't have high expectations. But hopefully your expectations will raise a little bit. Okay. Well, thank you everyone so much for listening.
Everyone. Yeah.
Every one of you 1,000,000,000 people that are listening.
We appreciate
every single listener. And we would love for you guys to tweet at us. Remember, that's at TGMEM podcast. That's
we need it.
Yeah.
Please.
Great. The greatest movie ever made. That's the name.
Didn't fit.
TGMEM podcast.
TGMEM.
That's our Twitter handle. TGMEM. All right, guys. That's it for us. We'll see you. Next week, hopefully, with another
talk. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for watching.
Bye-bye.